Deconstructing journal articles. In order to figure out if you should believe it, you've got to be able to interpret a research article. This can be very difficult. The first step is figuring out the general layout for a social scientific communication research article. Here's what your student textbook authors have to say. You're lucky they wrote the examples in this section instead of me. Far more entertaining. Deconstructing journal articles. Learning objectives. Be able to understand where to find information within the layout of a journal article. In order to understand how to deconstruct journal articles, we must first understand how they are set up. Journal articles follow a general layout. 1. Title. The title previews the information to be found in the article. Example: an assessment on the relationship between Dunkin' Donuts opening in downtown Iowa City and the University of Iowa students' academic success. 2. Abstract. The abstract acts as a short summary of the entire article. It is important to note that the abstract is often limited to a certain word count, so it should not be viewed as a perfect summary. Example: since its opening in the summer of 2019, Dunkin' Donuts has served over 2 million University of Iowa students. This article explores the relationship between the newfound access to cheap, sugary coffee and the academic improvement in the University of Iowa student body. 150 students participated in the study, both Dunkin' and non-Dunkin' drinkers. This article follows the caffeine efficiency model. Measured variables include academic standings prior to Dunkin' opening, academic standings post-Dunkin' opening, and attendance records before and after, etc. 3. Introduction. The introduction introduces and outlines the research paper. This is often, but not always, where research questions and hypotheses are found. Example: before Dunkin' Donuts opened, University of Iowa students relied on weak dining hall coffee or expensive local coffee or Starbucks. Students struggled to keep up with the demands of school without a cheap and strong coffee option available to them. Many students invested in Keurig coffee machines and lived off K-cups, etc. 4. Literature review. Synthesizes all the literature and supporting research used in the article. Hypotheses and research questions are often found at the bottom of this section. Example: the caffeine efficiency model, CEM, explores the correlation between caffeine and University of Iowa students. The model was developed in 2014 by pharmacy students and remains the standard for understanding caffeine productivity at Iowa. Example: research question. How has the opening of Dunkin' Donuts in Iowa City affected the students' academic standings? Example: hypothesis. Because of the literature surrounding caffeine and productivity, we can predict that the new Dunkin' Donuts has improved student academic standings. 5. Methods. The methods section explains the specific procedures and actions done and who they are being done to, the participants. Typically includes the procedures, participants, and analysis. Example: in our experiment, we recorded the test scores before and after Dunkin' was added to campus. Our participants were 150 students who were all members of the Social Scientific Communication Research class. We specifically selected academic scores from tests. 6. Results/findings. In quantitative research articles, the results section focuses on depicting the numerical values discovered in the experiment and assessing these things based on the data received. This section can often be number-heavy and dense to comprehend. In qualitative research, the findings are generally text, for example, quotes from the interview data. 7. Discussion. Discussion section breaks down the data listed in the results into more readable and comprehensible material, and links finding for the primary research back to other research and or theory. Example: from the data we received, we have concluded that Dunkin' has indeed promoted the improvement of test scores at the University of Iowa, as seen in graph 1. 8. Bibliography/references. The bibliography or references page cites all of the references used to supplement the paper. Basically, the list of the primary research reviewed during the secondary research process. This is an important section to turn to for further research on the matter and serves as a tool to determine the credibility of the primary research article.